Flushed with a double draught of double strong, a merry maltman took his morning song. Blithe as the lark chants to the rising morn, sung to the praise of Sir John Barleycorn. He views the swelling steep and is well pleased, the fount where Sir John Barleycorn's baptized. Gives him fresh liquor since his old is stale, knowing he'll pay him back in humming ale. Surveys his circuit in its breadth and length, and laughs to see him quicken unto strength. Then to the kill his altar doth retire, where he, like Ceres' priest, keeps a perpetual fire. Upon his bed of straw makes him lie snug, and clothes him with a covenanted rug. The kirk's hair grown, and by that weed's foretold, he'll prove a lusty sinner when he's old. Back to the floor returns, takes a new broom, and like a faithful keeper sweeps the room. Toiled with his morning task, lies down to rest, making a pillow of his master's breast. Scarce has he sung to downy sleep when he is roused from dreaming by a turning key, and voice of bully from a foreign land come to Sir John to gauge his stock in hand. The figure tap flies from Pandora's box, worse than the plague, the pestilence or pox. Draws out an English yard, and at the length measures his breadth, his thickness and his strength. Stop, stop, ye English tailor, maltman cries, and reverence my master where he lies. An English sweet was never on his back, naked at home abroad he wears a sack. Damn your blood, Moor Scott, quoth English Tom, who was an honest highwayman at home. I'm servant to old England, and begad, we'll gauge Sir John and starve him out of trade. We'll levy taxes by a powerful host, go you complain unto Belhaven's ghost. May neither oats or oxen grace your ground, or plants or eatables with you be found. May lice and mange suck and corrupt your blood, and you unfed yourself be vermin's food. Till you herd English hogs through want of bread, and not save English laws be read beneath the Tweed. Who can describe the mournful maltman's case, who saw old Tyburn in his English face? 3 times he knocked his heart, which sung, and thrice the scoop he flourished round his head. Kicking the besom round the floor he ran, and threw a furlet at the gauging man. Whilst peats like hailstones flew upon his hide, cried, "Devil steep, you English rogues inclined! And when you've got sufficient of the steep, a last of devils rot you in the heap, and work you through therefore with hellish skill, then dry you on their ever-burning kill." 6 times he groaned and fell upon Sir John, said, "O my dear dead master, art thou gone? Ah, how can we survive thy fatal fall, thou universal parent of us all? Sucking thy blood we spent the merry hours, thy blood was consubstantiate with ours. Our mother's milk was soon expelled by thine, a liquor scarce inferior to wine. Each mouth with pleasure gaped to let the nation was thy flesh, thy blood, the num. Glasgow with tears lament thy rigid fate, from glory tumbled to a wretched state. Thy ships like woods danced on the water, to fetch the Indies to our native clime. From foreign ports no more thy vessels come, and Sir John Barleycorn dies at home. a Glasgow, what's thy guilt that makes? Is it for bearing arms at Sir? Without pay, fighting for a foreign prince, a very fine reward he's given you since. Weeping, he threw himself upon Sir John, saying, I'll write thy epitaph in stone.